I'm on the phone right now with Matt Bennett. He is a commodity analyst with AgMarket.net. Matt, what are we seeing here as we go into a Friday morning trade?
Well, you know, the interesting thing to the bean market is that we finally found a little bit of support. I mean, we had nothing but frustration here over the last couple of weeks. Beans just couldn't seem to find any support. And then we come in here this week, and bottom line is, once we get a little bit of support in midweek, it's been nothing but a little bit of upside. So really nice to see the bean market with somewhat of a reversal. It looks to me like we should have support for the time being. Corn market just really isn't able to join in on the fun, but at least we're not going down a whole lot more.
What is it that's been moving the soybeans and giving them that support?
Well, you know, the demand's been great lately. I mean, exports have been better than what we thought they were going to be. And, you know, overall, you've got to think that, you know, we were just as oversold as we could possibly be. I mean, the RSI was under 20. You know, bottom line, you ran out of sellers. And at some point, if you can't bust through that support, you know, and see what's underneath that support, then, you know, a lot of the people that are, you know, trend following are going to turn around and buy it. And so that's pretty much what we've seen. I think we've seen some short covering, but there's been a few longs enter the market too.
So as we look ahead to today, anything up on the horizon, or is it kind of everybody kind of holding their positions right now, waiting for that WASDE report next week?
You know, the WASDE report in December typically isn't a big market mover, but there's some whispers from folks wondering if there's going to be adjustments made. And so, you know, I wouldn't go to sleep on that report by any means, and you're probably right that there's a fair amount of people that are sitting around waiting to see, you know, what that report's going to have to say. But I guess, in my opinion, you're probably going to head into the weekend with just a similar tone as what we've seen here the last couple of days. Hopefully corn will be able to join in on the party just a little bit. But, you know, I don't think you're going to see any major moves until we get those December numbers, just because, you know, the simple fact that it could have a really big impact if they would choose to make adjustments in December, which they typically don't.
All right, Matt, if there's any farmers out there that want to enlist your services and get some information from me, how do they do that?
You know, if they just go to agmarket.net, they can find me or any of the guys on my team, or you know, that's probably the best way to do so. Find me on Twitter, Chief321. A lot of guys contact me through there, too.